Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Oh, hey there, boys and girls. How the hell you doing? Whether you found us by accident, incapable of changing the channel, don't know how to change the channel, which is likely, or otherwise occupied, which I seriously doubt, God help you poor people, you have found Sports Overnight America. Oh, background assists, forehand boogie-woogie, courtesy of Jules Holland and Malcolm Rebenack, better known as Dr. John, to both you and I. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, 49 square miles, surrounded by reality as the late Paul Kantner of the Jefferson Airplane so aptly described us. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. 1-800-878-7529. That'd be the phone number. Here's a number you may want to give a ring to over the next couple of years. 202-456-1414. That's the White House. And I'm just going to give you a little tip, and I found this out during the Bush administration. Couple of times. They have caller ID. 717-344-7793. That is the phone number of the girl I went to my high school prom with. Now, neither she nor any of her family lives there any longer. I don't even know if the number is still in service. And it doesn't matter because she won't talk to me any longer. I don't know why. Thought we had a good time. I mean, I put out like three times. Twice with her. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. I said, I'm Jerry Burke. Later this evening, we are just going to wing it. I have absolutely no idea what we're going to be doing, but I do want to talk about the great Daniel Webster College basketball program in Nashua, New Hampshire. I happen to know Nashua, having lived in Boston. I got lost on my way to Maine through there one time. We're going to talk about Daniel Webster College here in just a couple of minutes. They had a game against Southern Vermont. And wait till you hear what happened to this one. This is just beauty. By the way, that's a Division III school. It's like right up there with like the University of Scranton. You know, Union College, things like that. But when we come back, I am honored and privileged. Rock hard, razor sharp. Only way to describe my nipples about this one. Nick Bonsanto. Name ring a bell, kids? Yeah. He is going to be joining us, and he's going to hold my hand through this hour, or at least until 36 past the hour. And I cannot wait to get him on the air because I love making fun of Italian people. 1-800-878-7529. iHeartRadio. Oh, yeah, by the way, DeMarcus Cousins was traded. We'll get to that. 1-800-878-7529. God help you people. This is Sports Overnight America.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.show with your Together Minute. Well, I've got some good news for you today. Your ideal mate does not exist. Now, bear with me. I know this is a weird one. The thing is this. Each of us has an idea of what the perfect partner is like, but the truth is that the real people in our lives can never quite match up to that internal image of perfection. And holding the people in our lives to that standard is just not fair. And here's the great big cosmic joke of it. You are not your partner's ideal mate either. And that's because nobody can ever live up to anyone's internal picture. So stop trying. Acknowledge that you do have an internal ideal and then put that aside and love your partner for who they really are. That's the way to create true intimacy. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn about our show, visit our website at www.together.show. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number 1 in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I didn't smoke dope with the president. He smoked with me.
So you got that going for you. Oh, hell yeah. Look, Jeepster action. This is the cat who made the stovepipe hat cool after Lincoln and before Slash. Mark Bolan.
You're so sweet.
From the Electric Warrior album. That was the album that had Bang a Gong on it, in case you're curious. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, amongst other platforms. I guess a couple of Progresso soup cans with a string between the two, that would work just fine. Now joining us, boys and girls, a fellow left-hander. Used to hear him all the time on this unforgotten network. Out there in Las Vegas, all 6'5" of them. The great Nick Bonsanto joins us. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm all right. I didn't know if this was going to be a real show or a fake show, though. I just wasn't sure.
We are the alternative facts of sports talk.
Yeah, you know, don't ever let the facts get in the way of a good story.
That's right. Minnesota and Cleveland in the Super Bowl.
How you doing?
Thank you so much for coming on. We're gonna try to do this on a regular basis on either Friday or Sunday nights. Is your wife cool with that?
Yeah, she's good with it. You'll have to pay her, but she's good with it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, she thinks I'm from the dark side of the moon. I mean, she thinks I'm cool.
Yeah, well, listen, you give off that impression, you know.
Well, that's because I'm usually drunk.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I did have a banana before I came on the air.
Now you're talking my language. I mean, I'm a total Minions. I don't know what it is about them. Maybe they just remind me of like me as a kid, but I am all about the Minions. I mean, there's just something about them. And my friends are like, what the hell is your problem? And I'm just like,
banana.
I can't help myself.
I just think it's because you slipped on a few too many peels.
Yeah, that's probably it. Hey, I want you to check this before we get into the here and now as far as like actual real honest to God sports, like that All-Star game. What a defensive struggle that was.
Yeah, let's not get. That's fake news. All right, we'll get into that after.
I could have scored 20 points in that game, and I'm a slow white guy. It's 6 foot tall.
Yeah, I know. We'll get into that. But I know you have something. There's got to be something in that old cabeza of yours you want to get into because you're off the beaten track, I'm positive.
Daniel Webster College, and I actually know of it. It's in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is not that far from Boston. It was a Division III school that's getting ready to actually shut its doors at the end of the scholastic year coming up, I believe in May that would be. And they do have a basketball program. Now, this is Division III. This is like right up there with like the University of Scranton. All right? This is their final game ever. Ever. Now, you think you want to do something classy about your last game ever, right? So check this out. Their final game ever against, of course, that legendary hoop program of Southern Vermont. I think that's in Brattleboro. I'm not positive. they had a brawl about 5 minutes into the second half that required 25 cops. And ready for this? Here's the good one. Three arrests, including two of the players.
Hey, that's going out with a bang. You're telling me their final game
ever
gets stopped by the police for a brawl and players are arrested. Was this is this like the Malice at the Palace 2? What is this?
Gets better. Daniel Webster's leading scorer, Marquise Caudill, he was a lottery pick, I'm sure. He was charged with second-degree assault, disorderly conduct, criminal threatening, and threatening of a Nashua police officer working security at the game. His teammate, Antoine Boyd, was charged with disorderly conduct, as well as a bystander who was charged with obstructing a government official for tackling a cop as he tried to arrest Caudill.
Where the hell do you come up with this stuff?
CBS Sports! This is not like something. This is not like something like, you know, hey, checkthisout.com. This is CBS Sports.
I thought it was a TMZ piece or something.
No, this happened 14:34 left in the second half during a loose ball. During a loose ball, the whistle's blown, everything's hunky-dory, and evidently this guy Caudill turns around and just throws a sucker punch, a haymaker, at Kyle DePoehler, who's a lottery pick as well, I'm sure, from Southern Vermont, hitting him right into the head. And then just all hell broke loose. But two arrests of the players.
Did they finish the game, Jerry?
No, it was forfeited and given to Southern Vermont. Of course, Daniel Webster, there goes their bubble shot for the tournament.
Well, there's no doubt this is a trivia question. What university in their final game in basketball history didn't finish? Right?
I'm trying to think of the last time I ever heard of a player being arrested for something they did on the field. I mean, or the court. I remember something happened somewhere, and I can't remember.
Unless you're Ray Rice on an elevator. I don't know.
No, I'm talking about because of something that happened on the field.
I know.
It was a hockey thing. It was probably like Ty Domi or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was Happy Gilmore. He slashed someone with a skate.
Honest to God. Nick Bonsanto joins us here. How's Vegas doing, by the way?
Vegas is okay. It was like you in San Francisco, wet as hell yesterday. Got a little bit better today. You know, it's more rain than normal. But overall, it's been pretty good. I've talked to a few of the bartenders at a couple of the casinos.
My people.
They're wondering where you're at.
Yeah, they should be. You know, the trippy thing is about a year ago this time, maybe a little less than a year ago, we were into a four-year drought where, no joke, I don't know who figures this crap out, where we would have needed the amount of water that went over Niagara Falls in 6 months to get back to where we were, and we're out of the drought inside of two months because of the rain we've had since New Year's.
Hey, it absolutely helps. You weren't like caught in a barrel with all the water from Niagara.
I would love to have tried that going over the Niagara Falls in a
barrel. Have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
I was conceived at Niagara Falls, but yes, I've been there plenty of times actually. Yeah,
I've been there a lot. I tell a story. I go to Niagara Falls for our honeymoon. Right?
Oh, how typical is that?
Oh, come on, will you give a guy a break?
Nah,
all right,
that's what my folks.
When you're in Jersey and you're getting married. In Jersey. Where are you going?
Where in Jersey did you get married?
What's that?
Where in Jersey?
Our marriage was in Pennsylvania, in Bensalem.
Bensalem?
Jersey,
yeah,
course.
That's a Philly suburb.
And we drove up. So I'll give you the brief stuff. So we drive, of course, we go over to the Canadian side.
Right.
And we're staying there. Uh-huh. And we're traveling up, and all we have is our ATM card, a couple dollars in our pocket, but right. Not a lot. We're going to use our card as we go up there. I get to the hotel and check in, and they said, sir, your card's no good. I went, what the hell are you talking about? I just stuck $10,000 in this account. I robbed it, but I stuck $10,000 in the account. And they tell me the card's no good. It won't work. Don't know what's going on. I leave my wife in the hotel. I go back to the American side to an ATM,
right.
Figuring I'm going to get cash.
Right.
I go there. The ATM eats my credit card. Now, we don't have money to stay at the hotel.
Right.
I'm without my card on the American side. I have to wait till morning to get the card back.
Right.
And they thought the card was stolen because I went from Jersey to Canada. I guess guys in Jersey steal cards and go to Canada. And that was the deal. Not that that matters a hill of beans.
Yeah.
What the hell are we talking about?
I used to live in Canada. I think I probably saw some people do that. And, hey, can I buy you a beer? It's like out of nowhere. It's like, where'd you get money? He said, oh, well, I was in Vermont.
Yeah, and they were at the Daniel Webster game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not just the basketball program. It's the whole school that's shutting down. So, I mean, it's not something that they're going to be, you know, putting in their...
Are they like with the Le Cordon Bleu schools that all shut down? What's going on there?
Well, you know, what was that? The college, was it Dave Craig, the quarterback? His school went out of business, too. I mean, that's, you know, that the Division III school. You're talking about less than 1,000 students, you know. And the only reason the University of Scranton is still in business is because it's a Jesuit school, and they consistently win the D3 title in hoops.
Well, I remember D3 schools. I used to, many, many, many moons ago, we talk about Jersey, D3 school I used to do their football games.
Ooh.
Was at the time was Trenton State. Now it's the College of New Jersey.
Right.
But at the time it was Trenton State, and I used to do football games for them. And they'd made it to the finals in hoops a couple times.
What, you weren't good enough to do Glassboro State games?
That was too far south. Yeah. I didn't want to go that far. I didn't want to go that far. It was just, you know, but I did do those. And then, of course, you know, and then I stepped up and did Rider for many.
Oh, the Fighting Moving Men. Excellent program. Excellent program. The Fighting Moving Men of Rider U College. I almost went to Rutgers, but then I remembered it was in Jersey. It's actually the State University of New Jersey. People don't know that, but it is. I got accepted to and had an offer from Rutgers, and I was like, no, I don't want to go to Jersey. So I went to Temple instead. Hey, listen, Nick, hang on the line. We come back. We are going to talk some actual real sports. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, we can do that. Let's talk about that.
All right. My fellow left-hander, co-conspirator, and all-around good guy who left his wife stranded in a Canadian hotel. And I'm sure she told him the truth about what she did that night. Great Nick Monsanto. He will be rejoining us here shortly. Back an update until the top of the hour. We will let you know that there was an all-star game that had – it was just – we won't get into it. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, 1-800-878-7529.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
As for all my despicable, unethical, immoral, treacherous, sleazy conduct, this business is not an ethical arena.
Amen to that, man. Ooh, Steely Dan. Their Can't Buy a Thrill album, debut in 72. It's Jim Hodder, the drummer, singing lead on this. He's no longer alive. Coming up on 26 minutes past the hour, Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Nick Von Sandel rejoins us here. How's it? Everything's going well for you in Vegas?
Yeah, actually, things are going pretty well in Vegas. I mean, it's been a while since I've talked to the gang here on Sports Byline in any way, but overall, life is pretty good, other than I'm getting old and fat, but other than that, life is great.
Yeah, you're a better person for it, for not speaking to us for the most part. You know that, right?
Yeah, I do get that.
All right, cool.
I get that, life is okay. Hey, you call, I come running.
There you go.
Okay, because, what the hell? I mean, we've both done some crazy things in our life. Well, you're crazier than me.
Well, I have Harvey the Rabbit to keep me company as well. My computer just completely, screwed itself.
That's okay.
So I'm using my phone. You didn't happen to watch any of the NBA All-Star game. You're not that desperate for entertainment, are you?
No, let me explain something to you.
Okay.
I have more to do with my life than to watch guys not play D. I think the NBA is awful. I'm going to be honest with you. The NBA sucks. You got an All-Star game, they score almost 400 sticking points. Anthony Davis gets, 52. Breaking Wilt's 42 mark.
Right.
And if anybody, if there's one person in America right now that tells me, oh, that's such a great record and he's better than Wilt, I'll personally strangle you.
And here's the other – by the way, this is also the All-Star Weekend where Kyrie Irving stated that he thinks the world is actually flat. All right, now
– Yeah, he probably thought Trump was going to make America great again, too.
Yeah, no, make great cheese again. That's how I call it. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where the NBA – this all kind of started back in 2002 with that sixth game between the Kings and the Lakers where, the Kings were getting fouls if somebody's blood pressure elevated. And they made sure that there was a game seven so the Lakers got into the finals because they did not want a Sacramento-Indiana final. And since that point, I have not taken the NBA seriously at all.
Yeah, and Jerry, I'm of yours. It's funny, I tweeted the other day, just because I didn't get it. And I listened to all of, the networks, the motherships, the ESPN, the Fox, and they're all touting all this NBA. And I'm listening to so many of these national hosts around the country talking about how great the NBA is. I think it plain out and out stinks. I can't watch it. I prefer to watch Daniel Webster have a brawl in their last ever game than I think that I would prefer watching the NBA. Now, I know playoff time, you watch a little, but it just hasn't – it's not good. I mean, I like the – I don't know how old I'll go back, but, give me the days when, the ABA was just brought in to the NBA and some of those players were coming in. I could watch it then. I just can't handle it.
I could watch it straight through the bad boy era. It's funny. As God is my witness, I swear this. Somebody called me – I'm in the middle of last week, and all credit to the guy, Isaiah Thomas, fantastic ball player with my beloved Celtics. And they said, the numbers he's putting up right now, do you think he's on pace to end up being, the greatest Celtic of all time, even better than? And I said, well, first off, no. And, that's Bill Russell, first off. But they said, okay, well, then how about Larry Bird? They were dead serious about it. And I got news for you. There are people that if Larry Bird went on a court right now, people would still be afraid of the guy.
Come on, these guys today, they just get up there, they chuck it. The biggest in my mind right now, all you hear about, Westbrook, triple-doubles, you hear all these triple-doubles. Anybody can get the stat when no one plays defense anymore. They can't hand-check anybody.
Right.
These guys, you know, they might as well be selling Girl Scout cookies. There's the toughness in the NBA is gone. The Bill Laimbeers of the world that would take it to you and weren't really great basketball players, but would elbow you in the chops whenever. They don't exist anymore. They wouldn't be allowed to play. It's just a bad era in basketball right now. My opinion. I'd much rather watch college hoops. I can't wait for March Madness to get started. But the NBA stinks. I don't know what happens when they cross over from college to NBA.
Here's the one.
It's just not good.
Here's the one that drives me nuts. And I guess it's been within the last 10 years. Up until about 10 years ago, I never heard of somebody getting a double-double. Okay, you got 20 points and 10 boards. Big deal. Now if you get a double-double, you get headlines. It's like, really? I mean, it's just absolutely – I don't know why it just absolutely pisses me off. I mean, bring back – remember the Knicks-Indiana series in the mid-90s?
Yeah.
I mean, those were great. I mean, and they used to beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah, and I like, and the series that I used to like too, and again, it comes from, you know, I'm a Jersey guy, but I kind of lean toward Philly. I used to love the old – Sixers-Celtics, when the Lakers were great, and basically it was every other year it was either the Celts or the Sixers, you know, and you had those teams going at it, as you said, with right. Larry, and you had Dr. J and guys. I mean, I loved those games, and it wasn't just because my team at the time was better, and it was just better game. It was better basketball.
I'm gonna give everyone an education here how good it was. Larry Bird's first title in the 81 season, they beat Houston. They had to come back from 3-1 down to beat the Sixers.
Yep.
And they won over the course of that season. I think they played against each other 10 times in the regular season. They split them 5 apiece. The largest winning margin of victory in any game was 7 points.
Yeah.
All right. They split that series 3 games apiece going, and the game 7 was decided by 1 point. That's basketball.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
And you
exactly.
know what? And guys weren't complaining that they didn't have 47 other stars on their team.
Right.
Oh, I got it. We gotta have 4 stars. And no, come on, there were role players.
Jerry Seastings, for God's sake, Scotty Wedman, Michael Cooper with the Lakers, Bobby Jones with the your Sixers.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. It was a different era. Okay, we're sounding like old guys.
Uphill both ways. But the truth of the matter is, it was. Now, baseball, I don't think baseball was necessarily better back then. The team structure, without free agency, yes. But the baseball is played now, fantastic. I can honestly say that basketball was better. I mean, remember back in the early 80s, where the whole league averaged over 100 points, and there was hand checking and there was flagrant fouls were not called.
No, you're exactly right. And let's be honest. If an all-star game, I don't care all-star game or not, would the guys have allowed 374 points to get scored? No, they had more pride than that.
They would have Larry Bird and what's his name? Daryl Dawkins would have decapitated somebody.
Oh, yeah, Chocolate Thunder.
I mean, from Planet Love, Tron. I mean, seriously. I mean,
that's a real player right there.
Yeah, he was.
Right? I mean, how many guys? Oh, Lord. But it's, you know, just in general, you know, and I love sports.
Right.
You know, we do this crazy thing for a living for many, many years. You can't do it if you don't like it.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't like the path that a lot of sports has taken it. And I think, you know, money has a lot to do with it, Jerry.
Of course it does. And that's what drives me nuts about baseball. They want all these speed-up rules because people aren't watching because it's, you know, the inactivity in baseball is what makes the sport great.
I agree. And, you know, where do you get – you know, I go back to when I went with my father to games when I was a kid. You know, we had season tickets to the Phillies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
back in the 70s. But you could have a conversation with someone. You were there in between.
Right.
Pitches. There was a bonding that took place.
Right.
And, you know – You know, they're acting like that's a bad thing. That's a great thing.
I mean, I played college ball, and my dad was a minor league ball player, and I know a bunch of ex-big leaguers and some of the
sure
Watching what happens in between pitches is part of the – I mean, to see, like, you know, the infielder shift when they catch the sign from the catcher, to take a look at the guy on first base, I mean, to look at the center fielder adjusting himself, seeing the pitcher shift, all that stuff, it's the inactivity of the game is what – you know, in the NFL, there's only 5 minutes of actual activity during the entire game, but yet they're totally – I mean, they're all about, hey, let's just stretch this puppy out as long as we can so we get the dollars.
Yeah, did you ever watch on the NFL Network the next day, the whole game, you could see it 33 minutes?
Yeah.
you 4.5 hours
exactly
to watch it the day before.
It's, I mean, and it's, don't. And now, and I know, but it's, I guess, and they're trying to propose, and they're going to try to test this. I think in, I want to say it's like low A ball, like the South Atlantic League. I hope to God they don't do this. That if a game goes into extra innings, right, to speed it up, they're going to start with each team starting with a man on second base as they come
oh,
to.
Come on,
I swear.
That's just like the college football rule with the sticking ball inside the 20 and giving them both a possession. Come on, people, play the game by the real rules. Don't get me started.
I mean, I heard that. I was like, really.
Put a guy on first base.
Right. In hockey, I like a tie once in a while, you know?
No, I agree because that's how the game was done. But you know what? Apparently smarter minds than us know what we want. Don't you know?
Oh,
that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, one's sitting in the White House right now.
Don't get me started on that moron.
Oh, that guy. I got news for a year ago he thought LGBT was a sandwich. I mean... Nick, we got a boogie, but listen now. We want to do this what? You want to do this every Sunday at 10 or Friday at 11? Your choice.
Well, how about if you let me text you during the week and we'll verify it?
Well, make sure you don't do it while I'm watching porn.
That's okay. I got you.
Nick,
we'll do it. I'll do it between 1:30 and 2:30. I think that's your open window.
Real quick. You got about 15 seconds to tell me. Who do you like? The NCAA Finals.
Villanova, North Carolina.
North Carolina? I like Arizona and Villanova, and I hate Villanova, but I got to go with them because they're Philly. Thank you very much. The great Nick Bonsanto, ladies and gentlemen. He used to have a show on this Unforgodsaken network. They're doing his thing out in Vegas. He's going to be joining us on a weekly basis, and we are better for it. Trust me on this one. Little Peter Gabriel with Genesis in the background. This is Sports Overnight America. I forgot what's coming up next, but trust me, you'll enjoy it, or at least it'll keep you from hitting something on the road. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Ah, now this is a nice... Now this is... Whoever is in charge of this goddamn show tonight actually used their brains. This is nice, man. Little Michael Biehn and The Call. Santa Cruz, California. That would be the late Michael Biehn, by the way. Much like the late pigeon that I actually saw die of natural causes in Union Square today. Never saw that before. I didn't think pigeons died of natural causes. Here's to the babies in a brand new world. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm Jerry Burke, and you should thank God you're not. I'm going to tell you a story. Back in the early mid-90s, I was doing overnights at the classic rock stations in like Baltimore, Montreal. Doing overnights. I was with CBS News in New York. Yeah, believe it or not. no accounting for poor taste. And especially when you're doing overnights at a classic rock station, yeah, there's always TVs in the studio. And, you know, being a guy, this was during the days of the Girls Gone Wild infomercials. They used to run all night. And we're like, yeah, well, that's usually what I had on in the studio. I mean, you can only smoke so much weed, and then you had to watch something while you're on the radio. But if ever, when that went off, there was always the gorgeous ladies of wrestling, GLOW, if you remember them. And it was interesting, especially some of the songs they used to sing. And one of the women who was, I mean, she was good. I wasn't a huge GLOW guy, but I did dig the show for reasons that are obvious if you're a single straight man or a woman who's into that sort of thing. Cheryl Russa is joining us here on Sports Overnight America. And Cheryl, you know, you were a part of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're going to get to that. I'm more interested in what you're doing now, but I want to apologize to you for bringing back traumatic and the experiences of your youth when I talked about the dead pigeon. You actually, you Oswalded a bird one time when you were in a teenager, you were telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a total vivid picture of it in my head once you talked about the dead pigeon.
Well,
I feel
bad. It's a bad way to start an interview when I'm bringing up the... Evidently you were acquitted or you wouldn't be out of jail by now, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Cheryl Russa joins us. She is in Hollywood, California right now. Of course, I'm in San Francisco. Nowhere near each other, but it's nice to say we're in the same state. The fact that Hollywood or Los Angeles and San Francisco are on the same planet, let alone the same state, is absolutely amazing to me. You were a member of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. If you remember that show, that ran from like what, the late 80s through to like the late 90s. Or like I think 2001 it finally went off the air, was it not?
I think it finished in 99, but they had, it was still on a different cities and reruns,
right?
And then we did a pay-per-view too.
I must have missed that one because I worked in radio when I was broke. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true.
Yeah, I was a Lightning the superhero.
That's right, Lightning. And I remember the one. I know this is going to sound weird. Correct me if I'm wrong. I can remember, and this has to be, I want to say somewhere around 1991, maybe 1990, somewhere in there. Did you ever wrestle a chick who went by the name of a woman called MTV?
Yeah, MTV was a glow girl.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, so
Lori Trouble Vixen, MTV, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah, you were getting the hell kicked out of you, and your manager gave you like this like crystal ball, and that's where you got your superpowers or something from. I remember that.
Oh, my God.
That was you. That was you. Okay, that's right. I'm sitting there going, when I was talking to you earlier today.
It recharged me.
That's right. Now I remember, because it was funny. You were on.
Lightning has superpowers. Lightning can strike twice. Lightning can get energy from like light sockets and stuff like that, and lightning can fly.
Also, yeah, also get it from one of those little balls with the lightning bolts that came out of it that he got at Spencer's for $25. Evidently, that's what you're. It was funny. We had truth in advertising here. We had Cheryl on earlier today, Lightning, with the No Holds Barred show. With Dr. Mike Leno and Pedro Fernandez, And I was sitting there, like, I didn't watch a lot of it. Like I said, most of it was just on, you know, TV in a studio when I was working. And I'm sitting there, why does that name ring a bell? And then when I thought about when you said you had wrestled MTV, because she looked like Cindy Lauper had thrown up on her, if I'm not mistaken. Not, you know, she wasn't an ugly girl, but I'm talking about
the
outfit.
That was her character, was kind of a Cindy Lauper character, you know? And she actually played keyboards, I think, and had been in some bands, and she had a decent, halfway decent voice, and her performance, she had no problem. She's so languid and just exciting. There's something when somebody comes, just something comes natural to them, and that always. Being her speaking and being in front of a camera is so natural to her.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because if you met me in person, you can't get five words out of me unless I have a buzz going. But you stick a microphone in front of me, either on stage or doing this, I'm like, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm really more interested in what you're doing now. But please let me bring back, you know, my youth, as they say. When they introduced you coming into the ring, didn't they cut back to some kind of little short video and you would do this little song about you? Didn't you guys like sing? I mean, because I remember her voice wasn't bad.
We were rapping.
That's right. And poor, if I'm not mistaken, quite poorly.
We rapped at the, it was like the very dawn of rapping. It was pretty bad, but the actual raps themselves, the words in the raps were pretty funny. And they established our characters and who we were. It like said something about,
yep.
You know, the persona that was stepping foot in the ring. And we also did vignettes. When we were wrestling somebody, they would show a little window and we'd be insulting the other team. We actually had to sit there and film the insults so they could insert them later.
Right,
on
superimpose
after
them,
the match.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the early technology of double bubbles, we used to call them on TV. That's how you used to call
them. So much fun, but I tell you, we had to think of something for every single match we ever did. Mm-hmm. Something we could, you know, negative about these girls that we were living with and.
Friends
and
with, and friends with, in some most
hard,
cases,
you know.
Yeah, although you know what, when you're friends with somebody, some of your best insults are usually thrown at your best friends because you know you're not there. You know they're not going to take it personally. You know, I want to get to what you're doing, but there is one question in all seriousness about the days of the Glow Girls, and we're talking with Sherilyn Russo. She was Lightning during the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And right now she falls off buildings and gets punched and thrown from horses for a living. Now we'll get to that in a bit. But let me ask you, I mean, I know this is an awkward question to ask, and if I phrase it incorrectly, you can either correct me or give me a second chance. When you were out there and in the ring and with whomever you were wrestling, I mean, let's be honest. Most of the people that were watching this were guys who just like to see women jumping around on top of each other with tights, or women who like that sort of thing too. Did that ever bother you that there was basically a sexist angle to this whole thing, or was that just something that you knew going into the game and you were just okay with it?
It's just something I never thought about. I never,
really?
I never thought, oh, I'm going to go on Glow and be sexy. When I saw, now you got to understand. The age of most of the girls were really young, you know. I mean, some of the girls were smarter and a little bit older, but, more wise, not smarter. I saw these girls doing, you know, jumping around and wrestling, and I thought, oh, I can do that, because I was such a tomboy. I used to do all kinds of crazy stuff, like jump off roofs and...
I had a sister like that. We got her help. We did, eventually. I have four sisters, actually. She turned out somewhat normal, I guess, if you want to say that. But no, so the thought that this was, that most of the people that were watching this just totally got off on watching women jump up and down on each other, that really never occurred to you when you got into it?
Not even
really?
An inkling. The only thing that occurred to me was I wanted to be on TV and be an actress.
Right.
And I can do athletics, and this is a good way in to do acting. And I'm an athlete, and I'm a good athlete, so I figured it would be down my alley, and I was right.
See, I was an athlete. I was an athlete too. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and look what happened to me.
Hey, all athletes have to figure out they can't be athletes after a while. But I mean, I was my brother's little brother, basically. If he did something, I'd do something.
Right.
And if he ate shit doing it, then I wouldn't do it.
I'll bleep that out later because I'm on regular radio stations too. But yeah, you know, my sisters never had that problem. They used to just get four individually. I can kick all four of my sisters' asses. Four on one, I was a dead man. I really was. Yeah, I didn't even know I had a bathroom until I was 15. I just thought when it rained, that meant it was my turn to take a shower. I really.
My brother and I would wrestle, and we would watch wrestling shows.
And recreate them?
No, we would like, we'll wrestle with each other. But when we'd watch, we'd be like, we'd be all, that's real. We'd be all real, fake. I would just like that, real. Fake.
I do that when I walk down. I do that when I see women walking down Rodeo Drive. I'll point at the, you know, it's real, fake. I'm sorry. That was there. I'm sorry. Cheryl, I'm sorry that one was there. You left out. That was a 3-1 fastball down the middle. That was easy.
As far as I know, back in the glow days, we were 99.9% of us were real.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. And Fred, you did. And you know, I'm looking at a picture of you right now, and you can tell you were an athlete. You're athletic. I mean, I'm not saying you don't have a feminine build about you, but you can tell that you didn't just, you know, walk out of a bakery and jump into the ring. I mean, you could tell that you actually, you know, you had some muscles on you, and you had a really nice build. We're talking to Sherilyn Russo. She was lightning during the glow days. Gorgeous Ladies of Women Wrestling. If you're Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling in English, if you remember that show, it was I enjoyed it. They said it was great. It was something to keep your mind occupied while you were listening to Pink Floyd tunes at 3 a.m. at a classic rock station in Boston. It was good for that.
I just saw a Pink Floyd band today, reenactment band or whatever. They were awesome.
Yeah, I saw it was fun. I saw Pink Floyd. Jeez. I saw them when I was in high school. So I saw the Wall tour when it came to Madison Square Garden. Idea. I was a big Pink Floyd. I still am a huge Pink Floyd guy. I mean, everyone knows if I ever die, just play Us and Them from Dark Side of the Moon, and I'll be a happy camper. Even though I'll be dead, I won't know about it. Hey, listen, we only have about 5 minutes left here, but right now you're working as a stunt woman down in Hollywood land, so to speak. I did look up some of your list, and of course, my computer just completely shut down. Give us a couple of things that you've been in that we should keep an eye out for, that perhaps we would get to see you fall from someplace where we think it's somebody else.
Well, most recently, I was in a movie called Night Stalker, about the Night Stalker. Remember the guy?
Richard Ramirez, who passed away of natural causes in San Quentin here within the last couple of years, sure.
Yes, I was in that, doubling a little girl. And
How tall are you? How tall are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm barely 5 feet. I'm just under 5 feet.
Ah, so I'm about a foot taller than you. Okay, I'm just under 6 feet. I'm 6'3" in heels. That's what I tell people. I'm 6'3" in heels. So
6'3" in heels.
Yeah, that's what I tell everyone. Now, go ahead. So you're in Night Stalker. You're playing. Well, you know, it's funny. Eileen Dietz. I don't know if you know who she is. She's an actress. She was in The Exorcist. She a small woman like yourself, a spinner as we used to call you, but she doubled. She doubled for Linda Blair in some of the more adult things that were done during the filming of The Exorcist. It's actually an actress named.
She was a body double.
Yeah, she was a body double, and she's been in other things too. She played. I can't remember her name now. Leslie Van Houten in the first Manson movie. She was a pretty successful actress, but yeah, she was small. And I said she was like 27 at the time. I think Linda Blair was 12. And you didn't want to see a 12-year-old masturbating with a crucifix in real life. So you got a 27-year-old to do it. That's how that works. So anyway, continue with your resume, if you don't mind.
Well, there's a show called Gordimer Gibbons, A Life on Normal Street. Gordimer Gibbons. It is on Amazon Prime.
Right.
And
that would be a great name for great name for a racehorse, wouldn't it? Gordimer Gibbons. That'd be a great name for a racehorse. Yeah, really.
It's just an oddball name, right?
Yeah, well, no, it would be.
It's a kid's show, but it's not like Disney. I mean, it gave lessons and stuff, but it wasn't the way the shows are nowadays where it's all about fashion or sex or innuendo. It's a good show. It's got great high ratings on Amazon.
Our thanks to Cheryl Russo. She was lightning back in the glow days, if you remember that. Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Coming up on 6 minutes before the hour, this is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I never even knew we had a nightclub down here.
Three minutes before the hour, Sports Overnight America. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. You can have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code BASEBALL. You're going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. All right, fine. We're at the NBA All-Star game out of the way. The West takes care of the East, 192-182. Real squeaker. Anthony Davis sets a record, hitting for 52 points. But some better news for him, he's got DeMarcus Cousins to play with now. The Kings sent him to the Pelicans of New Orleans. So, you know, New Orleans, so. NCAA college basketball, top 25 action. Number 11, Wisconsin. They spanked up on 23rd-ranked Terrapins, Maryland, 71-60. I'd rather still go to Maryland. It's closer to a city. Elsewhere, number 24, Butler, 82-66 over DePaul. And Creighton spanks up on Georgetown. Creighton's ranked 20th, by the way, 87-70. Your final score, ciao. Sashay onto the frozen ponds. We tend to sashay here in San Francisco, kids. It's just what we do. The Rangers 2-1 over Washington. Detroit goes into Pittsburgh, spanks up on the Penguins 5-2. Elsewhere, it was Winnipeg 3-2 over Ottawa. Real defensive struggle. Islanders 6-4 over Jersey. That's where Nashville takes care of the Columbus. How did we get a professional franchise? Blue Jackets 4-3 was your final score there. Chicago 5-1 over Buffalo. Toronto shuts out Carolina. The former Hartford Whalers 4-zip. 3-2 in overtime. Tampa over Colorado. Hell yeah, in San Jose in overtime. My beloved Bruins 2-1 over San Jose. Battle of your traditional hockey towns here. It was L.A. getting beaten by Anaheim 1-zip. And Philadelphia 3-2 over Vancouver. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids. It is the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. Like I said, they even have a softball bat to help with your swing. You go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code baseball. You're going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer bat. Follow us on Twitter, although we're really lazy about it, at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. My parents had a sense of humor. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. We call it the alternative facts. San Francisco, California, kids. This is Sports Overnight America.